Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Keep praying, keep fasting. Keep fighing, keep preaching. Heaven is winning.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
So much.
I had a word actually specifically just before I came in. It's an obvious scripture which we recite a lot from thy wealth, from the healing pack.
Yes.
Psalm 118, verse 17. For someone, you shall not die, but live.
Amen.
And declare the works of the Lord. So death is suspended.
Receive it.
None of the hours allotted to you shall be taken away. So you shall not lie, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So whoever you are, no need to be anxious. Be anxious for nothing.
Amen.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
And the peace
of God that surpasses all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Bugembe.
We receive Bajo. It. We receive it. We receive that word also for the unborn children.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Also for the unborn children.
Yes.
You shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Thank you, Lord.
That sustains life.
Amen.
On earth. We bless you. Thank you for mega churches in Worship Harvest.
Amen.
Mega churches.
So many mega churches this
year. I see mega churches.
Amen.
I see churches doubling, Pastor B3.
Amen, Apostle, I believe it.
In attendance,
yes.
I'm seeing churches doubling.
Amen.
Doubling, churches double.
Amen.
Some of your locations.
You receive it.
By the time the year ends, you'll have doubled, more than doubled. Some locations are going more than doubled.
Yes,
receive
Lord.
It. That's a word from the Lord. God is speaking to you right
now.
Nothing is impossible with Him.
A
great multitude shall come to you.
Hallelujah.
As you preach the word. Someone's preaching ministry is getting transformed.
Amen.
Someone's preaching ministry
is getting transformed.
Wow. I believe it.
We receive
I hear
words.
It.
Thank
oh. Okay. This Saturday. For the preachers. There's going to be a preachers clinic. From 9 a.m. to midday. It's a short one, just 3 hours. Right here at Worship Harvest in Alia. You have to sign up.
All right.
If you're a location pastor, you sign up with Pastor Liz.
Oh, yes.
If you're not a location pastor, you sign up with your location pastor to sign you up. Limited slots.
Oh, yes. My
limited
God.
Limited slots. 9 a.m. to midday. Only preachers. You want your preaching to go to the next level. It's going to be instruction, impartation, and everything.
Wow.
Saturday, 9 o'clock.
Till midday.
You want to preach?
I want to preach.
Until people get born again, get healed, get delivered.
Yes.
Saturday is your day.
Wow. 9
o'clock.
I remember those preaching clinics. Years ago.
We haven't had one in a long time. And God has been putting God
in
on my heart
years.
For a few days now. And I think until now I wasn't yet sure, but
it's going to change.
When
us.
That word came, I knew God is saying something
that's
about
our
it.
Response, yes.
So, preachers clinic,
preachers
9 o'clock
clinic.
Saturday.
My God.
Yeah, no snacks.
Yeah, tell which snacks.
Yeah,
we'll just be snacking on the
just
word.
Just word.
Ooh. Hey, my God.
Let's get in the word. Last week we started on Ephesians chapter 1.
Hey.
We had hoped to go up to verse 5 or 6.
Not at
we
all,
reached
at
verse
all,
2.
That's all. Yeah.
Wow. What do you remember from last week?
What I remember is the fact that God has given gifts. In every generation, God sends us gifts. And these gifts are apostles. They are prophets. They are evangelists. They are shepherds. They are teachers. And in recognizing these gifts and receiving them as gifts from God, we receive what God has put in them. For us, the wisdom of God, we talked about Abraham and the fact that God
called him alone
and but blessed him and then made him a blessing to all of us.
Oh yes,
we are blessed because of believing Abraham.
Oh yeah.
Ah,
so you are blessed and God created you to be a blessing. You might be the person God has put on this earth for some people. Actually not might, everyone,
all of us,
you are created to bless many people.
Wow.
Just as some people find it out, others don't, so they bless like 5 people in their immediate family. But you can bless 5 million.
Wow.
You can bless 500,000. You can bless 50,000. You can bless 5,000.
Lord.
You can bless 500 instead of 5.
Yes.
Hey!
Hey!
So that is how God works. Today I want us to move on a little bit and go to verse 3.
Oh.
The popular verse 3.
That's your verse. You know that. Every time blessed. I hear it, it's you.
Read for us.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Blessed be the God
and Father.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He begotten, not made.
Yes.
That's the Son. And this verse changed my life completely. Many years ago, it must have been 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And Roma came to town.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the worship team that sang at his conference at Hotel Africana.
Yes.
And they gave us gifts of books.
Yes.
The best gift you will ever give someone is not a cake.
Makaluta.
It is books.
Wow.
Books. A cake can't change someone's life.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. A key holder can't change someone's life. Those who give key holders.
Who is that one?
Shoelaces.
No. Wow. No.
Hair pieces.
Wow. You're now starting to talk. Hair pieces.
Huh?
Oh, yes, my sisters.
Books.
Books.
So they gave us 2 books. I got, you've already got it,
mm-hmm.
and A Better Way to Pray.
Oh.
Those are the 2 books I got. And my life changed completely.
Because you read them, right?
Of course. Your life doesn't change by you keeping the books on the shelf. So when I read, you've already got it, I realized I'd been going around about my Christian life wrong for all the time I'd been alive up to that point. Because I thought God is up there. We are down here. Pray hard. Push hard.
But there's no guarantee.
Don't annoy him. Don't get into trouble.
Yes.
Stay in his good books.
Yeah.
And then by and by, as you behave well, and as he observes you, he keeps giving you one little thing at a time that you ask for, one miracle at a time.
Wow.
Until that book, this is when I understood that we have already been given everything. 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 There is nothing that you and I are looking for which has not already been given to us.
That's dangerous.
Everything. God has already blessed Pastor B3, Pastor Glory, everyone with
every
spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So, the thing you are preparing to pray for today, it was already
that's
given.
That's what I was going to tell you. That what are we praying about?
It was already given.
Yeah.
That's why you never see Jesus walking around praying for things.
Never. He gave thanks.
He only gave thanks.
Yeah.
Because it was already given to him. Everything is in your spirit. Everything is in my spirit. You know, we are spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, sir.
And what you think you want, you need, is already in your spirit.
Mercy.
It just needs to be manifested.
Makalabazete, boss.
You who is feeling sad, you don't know that on the inside of you is the kind of joy that makes choirs in heaven sing constantly, non-stop.
Wow.
You is broke. You don't know that inside of you is the kind of money that can feed 5,000 people on a whim.
Woo. Suddenly.
Suddenly. Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ has been given to us. Every. Now, let me read maybe 3-4 verses, yes, then I'll please. Come back to this. Yes, because please. Some people, by now, they are shaking their heads like
what
this.
Are you talking about?
What are you talking
honestly,
about?
What are you saying?
First, give us Romans 8:32.
Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, mm-hmm. how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
This is not a question for answering with an essay. This is not an exam question.
No, it's rhetoric.
How like, shall he not? Oh, okay, here is how he shall not.
Wow.
One, he shall not like this. He shall, no, it's a rhetorical question. It's like, what are you talking about?
What
like,
are you how, saying? Like,
how can he give Christ?
Yeah, and withhold.
And withhold jeans, rent, school fees, dresses, t-shirts, health, joy.
Wow.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Because Christ is like a currency.
Wow. Wow.
It's like I get $1 billion and give it to you. Mm-hmm. And then I say, I've refused to give you a car.
What do you mean? It's in the 1 billion.
I've refused to give you a house.
I can get it.
I've jammed to buy you a dress. But I'm just giving you $1 billion.
Apostle, we've understood.
You click.
Yeah.
It's like in giving you the other,
everything.
I have given you everything.
Everything.
There is nothing I'm withholding.
Yes. Wow.
But most Christians don't end up with it because they go all about their lives praying for things that are. So I give you $1 billion, then you come to me asking for a car. What do you think my reaction is going to be? I'll be like, did you receive what I sent?
Did you receive what I sent?
Did you understand?
What, like?
And because people don't want to withdraw and go and buy the car themselves. You want me to go to the
ATM bond?
To the bond or to the bank, then I go to the place where they sell the cars, I buy the car, then I bring it to you. So that's how people are praying. God has already given you everything.
My goodness.
It's just that it's in spiritual format.
Uh-huh.
So when I give you money and then you ask me for a chair, it's just you don't understand
exchange.
That you have to exchange it for the physical thing.
Yes,
because
yes,
the money
yes.
itself is not a physical thing.
No,
I will send you money, it will just be zeros on a computer.
Oh my goodness.
When if I send you mobile money.
Yeah, and I'm hungry.
Or if I send you mobile money from my phone to yours, do you actually see anything physical?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing changes, actually.
Nothing changes.
At all.
So it can go 5 million from my phone to your phone.
Nada.
And there is absolutely no change.
No change. If I have no chairs, there is no chair.
There is no chairs. Yeah. There is still no dress.
Yeah.
Until you go with your phone to wherever they sell the chair and say, I'm also paying
exchange,
you.
Exchange, yes.
You're converting the value to what you need.
Yes,
convert
yes,
the value
yes,
of Christ
yes, yes. Oh.
to the health you need, to the joy you need, to the power you need.
Yes, to the power I need.
Your failure to convert, you are accusing God of not being generous.
My goodness.
It's like, how can you accuse me of not being generous? When I've given the thing that can be converted to anything, that's
anything.
Why it says money answers all things.
My
why?
Goodness.
You can use it to purchase anything.
Yes. Yes.
Am I making sense? So it is every spiritual blessing. Why is it spiritual? For ease of conversion.
No matter where I am. Yes.
Because if I bring you shoes, I can give you the ones you don't
size.
Want.
Yeah, style.
I can bring the wrong size. I can bring the wrong color.
Yeah.
But if I give you the medium for which you can convert to the exact one you need.
Awesome. I'm understanding so much.
So, brother, sister, there's nothing left in heaven for you.
Oh.
everything that's been given. Let's read another verse,
yes,
then
please.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
2 Peter 2. Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 1.
1.
Verse like 3, 4.
1 there. 3. Mm-hmm. Yes. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
His divine power has done what?
Given us
all
things.
He's planning to give us. Has already given us all things that pertain to life
and godliness
through the knowledge of him. Do you want to say something?
Apostle, for me, the conversion thing.
Yeah.
So now we are waiting to hear how to convert. Because when you use the example of money, which we understand, I realize that if someone gave me money and I did not convert it to the things I need, it's as good as useless. Someone can actually find me and think that no one has ever taken care of me because...
Oh, yes.
But I have the money, but until I convert it, it's of no use. The same way that when I have Jesus, if I don't convert that power, but also suddenly the last word in the first scripture you showed us in Ephesians, now finally it makes sense. The last two words, in Christ. Everything is in Christ.
In Christ. Yeah, if outside Christ you have nothing. That's what Jesus said. He said, without me you can do nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, you have nothing. You can do nothing. You are nothing.
Yeah.
Without him.
But with him.
With him. Nah. You have everything. You are everything. You can do everything. Okay, so take me back to that Peter scripture. So give us NLT.
Change the version.
I hope you are enjoying the missional committee where you're meeting today.
By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence.
Verse 4, same version.
Verse 4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Wow.
You scratched the how.
Yes, sir.
I'm just scratching the answer. It's the precious promises.
Wow.
It's the why was Jesus able to know and do what he did? By age 12, he knew the precious promises. He knew the word by age 12, and then he disappeared another 18 years.
You people.
The most underrated thing in Christianity is something called quiet time.
Makalabas.
With your Bible, reading it.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Nothing is going to change your life more than reading your Bible. Not prayer, not fasting, not going to church, nothing.
No.
There is nothing, because all those things you're building without a foundation.
That is powerful.
Prayer you're building. Fasting
you're building.
But there is no foundation.
Yeah, it's a waste.
The Bible calls the word of God the seed, says the sower sows the word.
Yes, sir.
If you're praying and fasting and tithing and giving and fasting and serving in church and attending garage, what you're doing, you're watering, manuring, fertilizing, applying pesticides, and irrigating ground in which you have never put seed.
My God.
How much harvest are you going to have?
Wheat.
That's why a person who has put some seed in the ground, they may not even be really good at all these things.
Yeah.
But they are going to have some
assured
harvest.
Yeah.
It may not be so much because the sun may be hot, they didn't irrigate, pests may come, the ground may not be good, but they stand a better chance than a mulokole out there who is overnight after overnight, praying, fasting, whatevering, who doesn't put in the word, because you're watering ground that has no seed in it.
My goodness, Apostle, you're helping us so much.
But let me first go back. I'm getting ahead of myself.
A.
His divine power is what? Has given to us. Past tense.
Yes.
How many things?
All things.
That pertain to what? Life and godliness.
Not just godliness.
Not just life.
Not just life.
Both life and godliness.
Yes.
Wow!
Wow.
And Womack, you put it this way.
Yes, sir.
You have a house.
Uh-huh.
It is wired with electricity.
Yes.
The guy who does electrical wiring came and wired it.
Mm.
Then you put the bulbs.
Yes.
And you put sockets.
Yes.
Now when you go home and it's dark, you call Umeme to come and switch on the lights for you.
Apostle. As in, we have no energy even.
You don't call Umeme.
No.
You switch on yourself.
Yeah,
why?
Like this.
The power is there.
It's there.
So you have it.
Yeah.
But it's your responsibility to activate it.
That is true.
Otherwise, you're going to be there in the dark using candles waiting for Umeme because you are unwilling to take the little step that you need to take. Because the other guys have delivered the power to your house. God has delivered the power to your body, to your soul, to your spirit.
Yes, sir.
But you must switch it on.
I must switch it on.
By having revelation of what you possess.
Yes.
That's why it is through the knowledge of Him.
Yes.
That's why exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of that divine nature.
Yes, sir.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yes.
I hope we are making sense to
so
the
much,
listeners.
So much we are.
Or is it viewers?
The viewers and the listeners.
So, brothers and sisters, God has sort of cheated life for us.
He has.
Like, let me make it slanting toward you.
Wow.
Like those football games you go to in the village if you are from Kabbalah and the football field is slanting like this.
Yeah.
You are the one playing downwards.
Ah, you're scoring all the goals.
The other guys are playing uphill. When they are running towards goal, they are running uphill.
Uphill, it's always against their...
You can even just tap the ball and it and slides into the goal.
Yeah.
But you must tap the ball.
Yes.
Now, let's first go back to Ephesians 1:3.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So the first thing I'm dealing with is that it is spiritual blessing.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Because people want it physical.
Yes, we want it to
Lord,
appear,
give
like...
me a microphone.
Yeah.
God does everything possible to make sure I have a microphone, but it's not going to be a microphone.
Wow.
It will be other means. Now, spiritual, what is a spiritual blessing?
Talk to us. What is
spiritual
it?
Spiritual blessing is the word of God. Jesus said that the words I speak to you, they are
spirit
and they are life.
Wow.
Yeah. The word of God is spirit. You see, you might just be seeing a Bible there on your phone.
Yes.
But you don't know that it is spirit and life. That's why it says to be carnally minded is death. To evaluate life based on evidence.
Yes.
But to be spiritually minded, to evaluate life based on
the word of God
is life and peace. So before you tell me what whoever is saying, what does the word say? What does the word say?
Yeah.
That's why it says he has blessed us with every spiritual
blessing.
If you ask me, what is it that God ever gave Jesus? Tell me one thing God ever gave Jesus.
The word.
It was the word.
That was all, Apostle.
God is the father of Jesus. Jesus didn't have another father.
My goodness.
God never bought any clothes for Jesus.
Not at all.
Never built any house for Jesus.
No, not a donkey. Nothing.
He never made any friends for Jesus.
Nothing.
He never gave Jesus a donkey.
Nothing.
Or bread.
Nothing.
Or sandals.
Nothing.
All that he ever gave him as a father was the word. And with the word, Jesus was able to convert it and get everything he ever needed while operating on this planet. The supreme gift of God to you and to me is His Word. With the Word, God created the universe.
Yes.
He says that we understand by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things
which
are seen were not made of things
which
are visible. What is it that you need to see in your life? Do you need to see a house?
Yes.
That's the thing that is seen.
Yes.
It is made of something that is not visible, which is the Word of God. Do you want to see a marriage that is flourishing?
Yes.
That is something that is seen. It is made of the Word of God that is invisible. Do you want to see a mega church?
Hey,
that is something that is visible. It is made of the Word of God that is invisible.
Yes,
do you want to see a flourishing business?
Yes.
That is something visible. It is made of the Word of God which is invisible. So that the things which are seen, which is the thing you're praying for this season, 21. But I want you that the thing which is seen, it was not made of things which are visible. It is made of things which are invisible. The only thing God ever gave His Son is the Word of God, which also guides us parents. What are we giving our children?
Yes, Apostle. Wow.
I hope people understand. The words I speak to you,
they
are a spirit and they are life. All God ever gave Jesus was the Word. From the Word, He was able to find out who He was.
Yes.
Why He came to earth.
Yes.
What He was in possession of.
Yes.
Who He was to follow.
Yes.
Where He was to go.
Yes.
What He was to do.
Yes.
Who He was to submit to.
Yes.
Everything from the Word.
Yes.
And that was all.
That was all.
That was all He needed. The Word was enough to raise Him from the dead.
Wow.
Yes.
The Word. Because it was written.
Yeah. It was written. My Holy One shall not see corruption.
Yes.
That was all.
That was all. My goodness.
So let's stop wasting time running around in unnecessary circles. Every spiritual blessing is the Word. You see, your spirit,
yes, sir,
is correspondent with the Word of God.
Yes.
You
His
see.
Spirit.
Yeah. Your spirit is exactly like the Word of God. As I say, who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. It says, in the beginning was the Word.
The Word
was with God. The Word was God. The Word is Christ Himself. And says, if you're joined to Him, you are one spirit with Him.
Yes.
Because you are
the
identical.
Word.
He is the Word. That says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. 1 John 4:17. Because as He is, so are we in this world. But what is this love, of this perfection of love, that gives us boldness in the day of judgment? Because of the identical nature
of
Christ and our spirit.
Wow.
And in the day of judgment, God will not be judging your body. He will be judging your spirit. Your body will be long dead in the grave.
Yes.
It is your spirit that will appear before the Lord for judgment. And He will be judging the spirit that is identical to His Son. That's what gives you boldness.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if this is helping anyone.
It is helping us.
The word of God will make you strong.
Yes.
Paul tells the Corinthians, the Ephesians.
Ephesians.
In Acts 30:22. This was his 20:32. This was
his farewell speech.
Not just this was his inheritance. He was given. I have nothing to give you guys.
This is what I'm giving.
Yeah, I'm going to Jerusalem. They are going to imprison me and send me wherever. I can't give you my sandals. I can't give you my tunic. I can't give you anything. But this is what I'm giving to you. Read it.
So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
The greatest apostle we see in the New Testament. Goodness. The church where he had the greatest impact.
Yes.
He didn't even go to Ephesus on his way to Jerusalem. He stopped by a certain town and they all trekked and came there where there was a seashore.
Yes.
And they knelt by the ocean
and wept
and wept and wept and was giving them his last counsel. And this was part of his counsel. But guys, we saw God move here in your city. The word of God touched all of Asia. I have nothing to give you, but here is what I'm leaving. The person who loves you the most is the one who teaches you the word of God.
Yes.
The person who loves you the most is the one who teaches you the word of God. Because they are giving you the greatest inheritance that not even your parent can give you.
Wow.
My parents left us a piece of land in the village with a small house on it. I haven't built this ministry on that.
For those fighting for the inheritance.
I haven't built this ministry
Apostle.
On the piece of land my parents left us.
Thank God.
It has been built on the word of God.
On the word.
From the parents God has brought me who have taught me the word. Andrew Mac, Mike Brain, John Maxwell, Bishop Doug, and others, Uncle Ben. It is the spiritual inheritance that makes Worship Harvest Ministries a reality, not the piece of land in Mutai.
Wow. We are understanding so much. So I don't know what to tell the people. That creates the things.
Yeah, stop fighting with your relatives about natural things.
Thank you, Apostle.
Imagine Jesus fighting with his brothers about the carpenter in Nazareth.
Leave us alone.
No, the hammer is mine. No, the nails
Apostle.
Are mine.
Apostle.
No, it is the soul which is mine. When daddy was dying, he said the soul belongs to Jesus.
Gosh, it's so ridiculous.
It is. Because we have not valued. Paul writes, I said, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. The word of God.
Yes.
The word of God. If I could convince you to get back into that Bible.
Yes, sir.
And build a life. As strong, as joyful, as peaceful, as influential, as wealthy, as victorious, as empathetic, as caring, as resource creating, as multitude impacting, as the life of Jesus. It's all in the word. Pastor, it's all in the word.
Wow.
It's all in the word.
Yes.
I find that the pastors who can easily find the verses are also the ones with the healthiest congregations in Worship Harvest. And the ones who can't find the scriptures are the ones whose churches also struggle. Because they don't know, they haven't understood on what to build. Wow.
Wow. The word is so clear.
What did Jesus give his disciples?
Apostle, he taught them. The word.
Remember in John 6 when those fellows come looking for bread and he jams to give them and says, eat my flesh,
drink my blood. John 5
and then says, this is a very hard teaching. Who can hear it? Okay, it's John 6. John 5 is arguments about Abraham. Or was that John 8? Now, do you know when he looked and Peter was still there?
And then he says, do you want to go there? It is John 6 from verse 60.
When they had, read for us.
Many of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?" Hey, Jesus. "What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life."
Is that? There's another one. There's where Peter asks, where Peter says, "Where shall we go?"
Yeah, you have the words of life.
Yeah.
Where shall we
where
go?
Where shall we go?
Yeah. You have the words.
Because
he tells them, "Do you want to go?"
Yeah.
Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
As in,
you have everything that we need.
If you give us that, what else do we want?
What
else do we need? What are you looking for?
A house, a spouse.
If you start looking for the words of life that are in the Word of God, you will never need to go anywhere else. You will never need to go anywhere else. Because that is it. So when he says he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now let me collect. Today I thought we would reach verse 4, but
I knew we wouldn't. I was so sure.
Now, let me add heavenly places.
Yes, please have.
Because people might be thinking, okay, spiritual blessing, I've understood. Is that when we die?
We die and go.
You know, the complete idiot's guide to Bible reading
interpretation
dictates that first of all, you must read everything and not read your mind into the thing.
Thank you.
It doesn't say every spiritual blessing in heaven.
No, it doesn't.
It is heavenly places.
The heavenly places.
Not
yes.
In heaven.
No.
Heavenly places and heaven are not the same thing.
At soul.
Heaven is where God dwells.
Yes, please.
Okay. The heavenly place is your spirit.
Who?
Because also it is where God dwells.
Yes.
That's why it says heavenly places multiple.
Yes. I'm already loving this very much.
So, your spirit is a heavenly place. Let me give you an illustration. Right now, we are on YouTube.
Yes, it is true. We are on YouTube.
There's YouTube on your phone.
Yes, Apostle.
There's YouTube on my phone.
Yes, there is.
Is this the headquarters of YouTube?
Ah.
Are you seeing here YouTube? HQ?
No.
Now, does YouTube have a headquarters?
Yes.
Do you need to travel all the way to wherever YouTube is headquartered to you to be on YouTube?
No.
Because there's YouTube here. There's YouTube there. So, this is YouTube. When I say, where are you? You say, I'm on YouTube.
I'm on YouTube.
Are you experiencing YouTube?
Yes.
Yes. But are you at the headquarters of YouTube?
No, I don't even know.
Do you actually need to go to the headquarters of YouTube?
Not at all.
Do you even need to know where YouTube is headquartered?
Not at all. I just
Why?
Connect.
Because they have delivered the service to you. So your spirit, he was joined to the Lord, is one spirit
one
within.
One spirit with him.
Your spirit corresponds to what the Bible calls the third heaven.
Hey.
Also known as paradise. That's why your spirit and soul and body. Your spirit corresponds to the third heaven.
Yes.
Paul writes about it in 2 Corinthians.
Yes, he does.
And he talks about how he went to the third heaven. He was caught up and he says he went to paradise.
Yes.
Okay. That's where God dwells. That is the same as your spirit. Because how does God live in you? How does God live in me?
By his spirit. Yeah.
His spirit
dwells
is
in us by his spirit.
Your soul corresponds to the second heaven. Which is where there is a lot of fighting.
And it is.
Remember
there.
When Daniel was praying the 21 days? the angel that eventually broke through said, the first day you prayed, an answer was released from heaven.
Yes.
And then he says, but I was held by the prince of Media and the prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prince of the kingdom withstood me 21 days. Huh. This was an angel bringing the message. He says, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I'd been left alone there with the kings.
Alone. The kings. Not princes,
one king.
Even kings.
Kings.
Kings of Persia, they are kings.
Now, I need you to know, Daniel, I don't remember that Daniel served the Persians.
No.
He served Nebuchadnezzar. He served his son Belteshazzar.
Yeah.
Maybe like one of the first kings of Persia. And then he was phased out.
But the kings,
but now,
before
those guys have arrived to rule, up in the heavenlies, they are the ones fighting God. The spiritual world is real. Oh, you're fighting your spouse right now in the house over a battle that has that happened 2 months ago.
My God. In
or
the
2 years ago. But you're fighting with leaves and fruit instead of going to the root issue.
And dealing with it spiritually.
And dealing with it spiritually. You see, Daniel, that's why he says kings. Persia didn't have many kings at the same time. They came one at a time. Cyrus,
Apostle.
Darius, Artaxerxes, I don't know what they all came. But now all of them were there. And this guy had been left there with those fellows. Trying to bring an answer that came from the third heaven to bring it to the first heaven. But he had to go through the second heaven.
To deliver it.
To deliver it. So all God's whatever are yes and amen in him. In your spirit.
In the third,
but the money has to be here in your wallet.
Yes, I want it in my
your
wallet,
phone.
Please. In the
this,
first heaven.
Yeah, in the first heaven, the visible world. Yeah. And the battle is in your soul.
Yes, that's the second.
That's what he says. That's what he says. Where is that? Second Corinthians 11.
Yeah.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
10:4.
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
2 Corinthians 10:4.
Hey. Not that one. For the weapons of warfare
are not carnal, but they are mighty.
Are not carnal, but they are mighty in God.
Pulling down.
Let me show you. Let's show them this thing. For the weapons of warfare, 2 Corinthians 10:4, are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So you would think pulling down strongholds, but look at the strongholds.
Uh-huh. What are they? Go, the next verse, verse 5.
Casting down arguments. Where are the arguments?
In the head.
You, when you look in the sky there, you see arguments.
Bring it down, the argument.
They're in your mind.
They're not innocent.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge. Where is the knowledge?
In
your mind.
Next.
Bringing every thought. Where are the thoughts? In your mind.
Into captivity.
Into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Yeah. Wa-la-la.
So the third heaven, the second heaven, and the first heaven correspond to your spirit and soul and body.
Powerful.
So all your fighting. So that's why you have to get into the word. Because when you get into the word and renew your mind, by the renewing of your mind, the soul and the spirit become a majority against the body. It's two against one.
Yes, yes.
When you're not in the scriptures and renewing and you're just on YouTube and your soul and the body now are two against your spirit.
That's bad. The flesh.
So the flesh starts winning.
Oh, yes.
But the flesh shouldn't win.
It should
just
never
renew your
win.
Mind. Just renew your mind. So the heavenly places is not heaven. It is heavenly places. Your spirit. I hope we have made sense of this today.
Too much sense.
Next week we're going to come back and go even deeper. May the Lord help us finish Ephesians.
I don't know.
This is verse 3.
This is verse 3.
Yeah, for those who want more clarity on this, read the book Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack.
Yes, it's powerful.
It will bring a lot more clarity because he talks about it in a lot more detail than some of the revelations we are just dropping on you and you're getting a new wrinkle in your brain. But otherwise, it is what it is.
Wow.
God is at work. And that's for you. You are winning big time.
I'm winning big time. I I have everything.
Big time. Because the thing has been fixed in your favor.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and pray, Pastor Bithri?
Wow.
And pray for those who are receiving Christ today.
What a word, what a word. We want to invite you. If you're listening, you're watching, you came to that channel and you think it's by accident. No, it's a setup. God has been looking for you. He wants to bring you into this family where we have every spiritual blessing. We are set up to succeed. And we want to invite you this evening or this morning, whatever time you're watching, to join the family of God. The spiritual family of God, where you will never be alone or at a disadvantage. If you know that you've never made a decision to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe you've been going to church, you even go to the missional community, but you've never made a decision to say, yes, I want to follow Jesus for the rest of my life. I want you to receive Jesus right now. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. You don't need to clean up anything. Come as you are and God will cleanse you with the blood of Jesus and give you a new identity in Christ Jesus. So I want to pray with you right now if you're watching. Whether you call yourself by what religion, it's not about the religion. We are inviting you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. If that is you, I want you to do something for me. I want you to put your hand up. Even if you're driving, park the car, put your hand up. If you're in the MC, put your hand up. If you're alone, put your hand up. That's your faith action. And I want you to pray these simple words after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I receive you.
Today I receive you.
As my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my past.
Give me my past.
And give me a new future.
Give me a new future.
Today I confess.
Today I confess.
That I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I believe that you died for all my sins.
I believe that you died for all my sins.
And you rose again for my glory.
And you rose again for my glory.
And so from today.
From today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of
Take
God.
My life.
And
do something significant with it.
Do something significant.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. I want you to send us a message. Why? We want to pray for you and we want to connect you to a family of faith. Please send us a message. Don't walk this journey alone. No matter where you are in the world, send a message on this number. +256 0775 642449. That's +256 7756 42449. Send a message on WhatsApp. Let us know. Say, I have received Jesus today as my Lord and Savior. On MC Live, we want to pray with you and we also want to connect you to a loving family. Welcome once again to the family of
wow,
God.
Wow, amen, amen,
amen.
And you know, everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick. Everywhere. Even in his hometown where they didn't believe. The Bible says he healed a few sick people.
Yes.
And some versions say of minor ailments.
Wow, but he healed.
But he healed.
Yes.
It was part of him.
Yes.
And the ministry we have received is not our own ministry.
No.
We are not here doing our ministry. Mm. We are here doing the ministry of Jesus.
Yes.
And so if you're sick in any part of your body, any part of your mind, any sickness anywhere, or if you have someone sick in the house where you are, I want you to go lay hands on them or put your hand where the sickness is. Thank you, Father. I'm going to pray for you now for healing power, healing virtue that's available right now. Even as we are teaching, people are being healed. All right, Lord, I pray that there is a quick manifestation and that you will seal that healing and make it complete. May they be lacking in nothing from this moment on. I rebuke every sickness, every condition, whatever its name is. I command you, leave now. Whatever you can name it, say to it, this and that, leave now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be gone.
Amen.
Permanently. And never to come back. And may you experience the fullness of health from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And if you never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, just open your mouth right now and start speaking in the tongues. The gift of tongues is coming to you. Lete precaution da karma preziketa eva. Molole kozikelebrete shakata. Receive it. Receive spiritual gifts. Not only tongues, but prophecy. May your mind be open. May your dream channel be open.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to start having prophetic dreams. We cut off all lying, contrary spirits that bring you depressive dreams in your sleep. We cut that off. You're going to get instructive dreams.
Yes, amen.
You're going to start getting a sense of God speaking to you even when you're awake. A sense of His presence.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll just get a knowing.
Yes.
That you'll know what to do in different situations, in decisions you're making. You'll just know. You'll just know. God is opening your ear to hear and your eye to see. You'll be standing next to a person and you'll know what they are going through. You'll receive a word concerning that person. You'll know the pain they are carrying that they are too afraid to talk about. And you'll call it out that they may be healed. God is giving you compassion to enable you to walk in the gifts. Because the gifts without compassion only lead to abuse and boasting. But God is giving you compassion.
Thank you, Lord.
And with that compassion, you'll be able to minister to the sick, to minister presence to the lonely, to minister wealth to those who are in economic need. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We know you've done it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you so much. Go into your missional community right now and you're going to ask, what is Jesus saying to you? And what are you going to do about it? But first, review last week's.
Yes.
In your hurdles. If your MC doesn't have hurdles, you're going to create hurdles right now. Hurdles should have anywhere between 3 and 5 people.
Yes.
More than 5 is too big a hurdle. Other people will not have an opportunity to share. So 3, 4, 5. That's the biggest hurdle you should have. So break out. Don't do that. I know you like your MC, how you all sit around and create chaos. But today, for the first few minutes, first go into the hurdles, then you'll come back for the chaotic part later. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. God bless you. You're winning. See you tomorrow at season 21.
Oh. Yes.
6 o'clock. Bring a friend, whether churched or non-churched. Going forward, we have committed to bring a friend to season 21 meetings.
Yes.
May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.